nice one here.
Yeah, it is pretty warm.
Pull the chair up over there, Mark. Yeah, you pull it here, and maybe I can pull the chair over here, Mark.
Okay.
It's right there, that's a good one.
Well.
And tell us what you've been doing this Thanksgiving day.
Not much.
Not much?
Well, you say not much when you, I guess you do the same thing over and over and you, it doesn't stand out. I had a conversation with, the first conversation with Mrs. Davis, who I suppose from now on will be Dorothy. Dorothy is a, and I found what kind of a remarkable person she is in her, her interests. Extraordinary range of interest, and much of her schooling apparently was a very independent sort, and she learned very early from her father how to read something very quickly and comprehend the essence of the thing read. And I think, as we got from her conversation, was that this, more than anything else, contributed to her ability to pick up astronomy, physics, religious studies. She's now reading Edgar Cayce, for example, quite a bit, particularly Edgar Cayce's writings about Jesus. And she comprehends material so quickly that she was able to, she didn't take courses. She took some courses, but to simply take the examination and to request examination rather early before, the normal course time would allow. And I found it very extraordinary. A person could, for example, have taught the astronaut. Apparently, she's taught Gus Grissom and some of the other astronauts. And yet, to have apparently still do some reading now, which occupies, the exclusive concern of a lot of scholars, and yet she has time for what she's doing, which seems time consuming in itself.
Yeah.
The reading now. And I suppose that stood out more than anything today was.
You really had your first good talk with her.
I learned what sort of person she is, and I'm so happy that here's a person who is apparently her body just given away rather quickly, and yet she doesn't have a negative or pessimistic view. She doesn't have a sour view about what life has been for her. It's a surprisingly optimistic.
And she has a lot of vigor, doesn't she?
Well, I've hope for the future, which
She might have. To me, I think she has 10, 15 good years left. Where she'd be working on horses and things.
And she really knows horses, doesn't she?
Yes, she knows them pretty good. That used to be her father's farm, probably why, when they lived down in Miami. That's, the way I understand it. I'm not sure, though.
Well, have you seen Mr. Chapman?
I haven't been really. I've just seen him briefly. Have you?
Yeah. Why do you have all these TVs and speakers and things?
Well, we just sort of look at every once in a while. We don't look at them much. Different programs, different ones.
Why two TVs?
Well, one NBC and one CBS. Now, what do you do mostly over there?
Anything anybody else does.
And you work after school? You live close to land?
I live in Orange Lake.
Exciting. Brad, portion that he's going to be doing, he's so fond of horses, that's what he eventually wants to do, is to be a jockey or to have some.
What I really want to do.
Are you going to grow much more or not?
I don't know.
Wish to stay where you are.
You have to grow a little bit more, don't you?
Not really. Haven't grown 3 years.
Things looking good.
You see some jockey. Do they let you ride over there?
Well, I've rode once and they're going to start letting me in this colored guy who apparently can't ride bareback. Ride to Baroness. But if they put a saddle on him, I'll ride him with that. And if not, I'll just ride bareback.
Well,
do you sort of teach people to ride and about horses?
Well, I used to a little bit, but not much. Right now, I haven't got much horses to teach anybody on to work on. Got Nupi. She did fine Sunday. She's sort of stubborn.
Yeah.
And my the horse is the best horse. I'm not riding her. I mean, the one to work on. I'm not riding her right now. Of course, for the...
What's wrong with her?
Well, she just doesn't need to be...
exercise?
Yeah, she doesn't need to exercise that much. She has a little cough. But Yubi was the one I always let anybody, well, she can ride, but anyone who
couldn't
ride, because he was so
gentle.
Yeah. You could get used to the saddle and Mark with him all the time. You have to ride Luke and me.
I'll have to come over here someday with him and ride.
How was Yubi taking it? How was he?
Oh, God, I don't know. No, God, just, I don't know. He didn't tell me. I wasn't there. He just spared me that.
Yeah.
But,
how long have you had Hubert?
We haven't had him too long. I was just looking at some pictures the other day. He was so sweet. Had him, and 3 years ago, we had him on some lie over here. And the vet told us that he wouldn't gain, we could never get him to gain. Well, you couldn't see any bone, and he was just as round and quick and feisty. He really was.
You have some pictures when he was, as you say, sleek? I'm going to look at those before I leave.
Yeah, there's one or two over there that's, where he was. He's always had a long neck. I forget how long we've had him, probably 6 years. He was an old horse in the time.
Yeah.
Do you know yet what you're going to do? When they're going to Hialeah or Miami?
Hialeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is David, is Dorothy going?
Not to the Hialeah, no. They're taking horses to the track tomorrow in Miami.
In Miami.
And I think in January. 1st of January, I think they'll go to Hialeah.
Oh, now when they take to the track, what will they do?
Get them ready to run.
Oh, yeah.
Just train them on a regular sized track.
Train them on a track. Yeah, that's right.
That's mostly what they do. They keep them brushed and everything else.
Now, there's some of the jockeys will go down with them?
No, they've got people who can ride.
There's
a guy named Barry. And he's not a jockey or anything. He's just a regular man. Knows a lot about horses. He can ride. And a guy named Stu's going down there tomorrow with the horses.
They're going to take a big string on
it? I think about five.
Oh, just for 5 or 6.
Maybe four. I think it's 5 or 6, though.
Dorothy's acquiring a horse by the name of Just the Crowd. Have you heard of Just Bad? From Kentucky. A woman from Kentucky. Do you know the name of the farm in Kentucky that Just Proud is coming from the stud?
No, but it's supposed to be a pretty popular stud.
Just
Proud?
Yeah.
Just Proud.
And apparently she really thinks that she's really proud herself, you know, that this is that her farm was picked out for this day. You know, I feel good to see her, you know, having these things happen to her.
Sure. Well, a lot of those very famous stallions are owned by a number of people, you know. They have some interest.
Half and half,
several.
Sometimes get up to around 20, 30 people can own one horse.
Well, listen, I want to just take a look at a few pictures of Sandy's horse from Beauty. The full name of Justice is Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert
H. Humphrey.
Yes. Here's one. Is that him?
Oh, no, I can't believe that. Is that Hubert there?
This is Hubert. He was just a hack horse, Sandy. You know,
I've got some. I've got a little Appaloosa. This is the walking horse. Oh, that's Missy. She's handsome. But you see, he's like.
Oh, that looks real nice. Real nice compared to what he's been looking like last year.
Yeah, you see, he's nice.
He's got a pretty long beard.
Yeah.
I can run a little better with the short ones.
Yeah, they run a little better or something. So,
that's a mule, isn't it?
No, he looks like him with the ears cut. Don't you know, like a mule there, don't you?
Well, not there, no.
We got, wasn't that funny? Isn't that a funny thing? It was Missy. It was a little cutting off.
How big is he now?
This one?
Yeah.
That's the same size.
That one's too big.
No, they, you know, that's a.
Is it a pony?
He's horse size.
Just barely. But you use my barrel bread, you know.
They're great, they're tall.
Missy was sired by the Just Blaze? Or
First Blaze.
No, Ajax.
What was
the this is the Morgan Ajax, I think. She was bred to First Blaze over something.
Oh, my. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sounds
very
good.
Yeah.
Who are you on?
A Tick. And but you see, that was just a few years ago. And
That's good. He's here.
Well, you almost have to move off.
Well,
would it be okay if you could show me some of the pictures, or would you?
Yeah, I'll take you to show you
around. All right, you're there in this pasture over here.
Let me put my coat on.
Okay.
I want to see you.
Well, we're going
to.
Yeah. Molly and Missy and Nupi all.
Three horses is really enough, you know. I'd be proud to have one.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
What you got on your mind? Goodness me. Where the boss?
Where's the boss?
Oh, he's around. he's doing all right. He's behaving himself a little bit.
Oh, is it?
Well, not much, Bessie. You know how that is.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't do much. You know we've talked about this.
I come up here to see where you go into the market.
Well, let me see what market would you be interested in going to.
Down to the meat market.
Oh, to the meat market. Mm-hmm. Bessie, Saturday is a terrible day to go to the meat market. They line up 10, 12, 15 deep.
I know, but later than this,
it'd
be scattered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want?
Well, I just want to get some kind of meat and a few little things.
Oh, you'd like to go too?
Yeah.
I see. Well, we might work up some sort of deal.
I thought maybe you were going. I didn't know.
I try to go on Friday or a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
Because Saturday, I don't like to go in there and just stand around and wait. Now, sometimes when you hit it, about 2 or 2:30, sometimes you can get in there where you don't have to wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, if I find out that I can go, I'll stop by for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Little lonesome down there without Miss Daisy?
Huh?
Lonesome down there without Miss Daisy?
Yes, it is.
What happened to Miss Daisy?
No, it ain't Miss Daisy.
I say, what happened to Miss Daisy?
Oh, she went to her sister's.
Oh, you mean way down the country?
Yeah.
Well, gee whiz. You mean just took off and left?
Well,
Doris carried her down there Wednesday. And so she's going after tomorrow.
Oh, she's going after him?
Tomorrow.
Nice sit down. I've just been batting around all morning. I haven't done a thing, Miss Bessie.
I know it.
Just batting around. You know that old saying, a chicken with, like a chicken with a head off.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
That's right.
Yes.
But you don't ever do that.
What?
Just bat around, don't get anything done.
No, I try to do what I got to do to get through with it. I washed a little bit yesterday. And they wasn't dry, so I left mine all night. So I take them in and I go back over to the house. Try to press some of them.
I think I heard Miss Daisy say she left hers out overnight sometimes.
Yeah, she leaves them out. The dew helps them. The dew helps them, make them bleach them.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Does it bleach the, is it better for the white things, or does it?
For the white thing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, I find that do they get too wet? Are they hard to dry if they stay out?
No, I just when it just don't be dry enough to bring in. That's when I don't bring them in, so it don't be dry enough. Just leave them out all night and stuff. And that dew falls on them, that bleach them.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds funny, but it but it does, so.
Do you know Miss Martha Harris, who does the sewing? Do you know her?
I know her. I know of her. Well, I've been to her house. You haven't been down yet?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She's
an invalid.
Yeah. Well, Guy and I went in there the other day. She seems to do a lot of things.
Yeah, she works. She don't sit down because she's an invalid. She don't sit there hold her hands because she's working all the time.
She told me she'd vacuumed her house. She sews.
Yeah, she sews. She sews lovely.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she does. Good
night. Well, how'd she get to do that, Mr. Bessie?
I don't know, but I guess she can do it before she got crippled, you know. And she never stopped. Does her daughter there?
No, she got a daughter.
Oh, yeah. She got a daughter. Stays there with her.
Stays there with her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she works. She works like mad. She works all the time.
Yeah.
You know, some people just call it crippled and can't do nothing. They don't do nothing, just sit there and hold her hands and like that, but she don't. You know what I mean? She don't. She's doing something all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yes, sir. She's so lovely. She's so for
So Lloyd's wife and his family, she stole all the time, they cooler than that. And she stole some for Bessie not long ago.
What does Bessie get her to do?
Make a dress.
Oh. She gets the goods.
Oh yeah, she takes it to her.
And the pattern?
I reckon, I don't know about the pattern, but she goes there for to make a dress. I know she shoots. So lots of everyday dresses for business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The work in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she make, I've seen some dresses she made for Head Lee them. She made them lovely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would spoil you, wouldn't it?
For what?
I say that'd spoil you.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Wouldn't have to buy these old store dresses that ain't in the county now. And just cost a lot, ain't any good.
I don't care much for them because they're too narrow.
Yeah.
They make them too narrow.
They're not full enough.
Yeah.
Ain't anything full enough.
No.
Shirts never full.
Mm-mm. Skimpy.
Skimpy.
Yeah, they make the dresses too tight for me. I don't like them. I like no tight dress on me.
And you don't have to wear them if you don't want to.
No. So I don't buy them.
Well, isn't that a nice thing for her to do? A good thing, because she can do it.
Yes, it is. That's nice for her. She don't sit down. Just sit there because she... Well, then, really, she... She's always doing something.
Now, you say she has a daughter who lives with her?
Yes, she has a daughter. Stay there with her.
That all her family? Just one daughter?
But I don't know. I just don't see one daughter. I don't know if she got any other relatives or not. But I know this daughter stays with her because she was going to school. Learning something. I don't know what she's learning, but she's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she went every day. But she done finished now, what she was going after. And she stayed right there with her mother.
Somebody said she had a daughter that lived across the street from her.
Well, maybe she has. But I know this daughter stayed with her. One daughter stays with her.
And she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
And her husband has been janitor down there at the Reddick School since the year one.
Yeah.
That's what I heard somebody say.
Now, I don't know much about him. See, I've only been there and know she sews and works, you know.
Oh, you went down there with Bessie?
No, I went there before Bessie ever knew her.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I went down there with her. Somebody, I don't know who I went down there with. But anyway, I went down there before Bessie ever knew anything about her.
Well, now you told me to ask Nettie.
Mm-hmm.
And Nettie's the one who told me about her.
Yeah. I don't let her know.
Yeah.
She's right there at the headquarters, isn't she?
Yeah.
Everything comes through there, don't
That's
they?
Right. Yeah, because everybody goes there to get cleaning, and so I didn't get to tell everything to know.
Sure. Well, you know, Miss Bennett, that's one nice thing about being in business, you see.
That's right.
Is it sort of keeps you in touch.
That's right.
And that is just acts like, and that is just always busy too, isn't she?
Oh yeah, the people keep her busy. She can't sit there and do nothing with it. Just keeps her busy all the time. Altering things like a pants and coat and cutting off dresses. I said, still cutting the dresses off? She said, yeah, because we're cutting them off, still shorter.
Miss Bessie, you were sort of the headquarters yourself down there for a long time. Now you take when Miss Liza come up there, and Miss Daisy over there, and you see they was all there, and Bessie come up, and all sorts of people come by there, and you was out on the front porch. And Mr. Gill come by, and Adam, and all sorts of people. That is right.
Yeah. Adam is going now. He passed on.
Well, he had some pretty good times over there.
Oh, yeah.
I think, but you still, you see right there, you see, and the boys was growing up then, and it's sort of thinned out down there now, hasn't it?
Yeah, same many there.
And them that's there don't stay at home.
No, they're gone. That's all of them gone.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel there.
Well, he goes to work, and sometimes he go at night, and sometimes he go early in the morning.
But you don't, Samuel's no company. He never says anything.
Oh, no. David gone. He's up his sister's.
David used to talk.
Yeah, he'll talk, but Samuel don't have nothing to say. So he goes up there and is ready to say. They give him a mighty good name up there at the store.
Yeah, he behaves.
Mm-hmm. Don't have nothing to say and just work and keep the shares full of things and work all day. Sometimes he goes up there for a day in the morning. He goes before day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes up there. His time. You see, he shifts 1 week in the day and 1 week early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, he wins something up there. I don't know. With some kind of prize up there.
Did he tell you about it?
No, Dar showed it to me.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell you about it.
Mm-mm.
He got that, what did he get that old noisemaker for?
That old motorcycle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know where it's there enough. I don't see it.
Well, he can put a muffler on that. It won't make much noise.
Yeah, what, it won't make noise?
Yeah. Oh. That's what they want it for.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, it's sure noisy.
Oh. You scare the old goose sometimes.
No.
Yeah, he do. He gets scared of it.
Well, that shows he's got good sense.
He saw me come out the gate and he just hollered. He thought he wanted to go. When I go down to Doris and I take him down there with me. He said, they won't go on down there.
Yeah.
He stay down there until I get ready to come away. He just fuss all the time he's there.
Yeah.
Mm. And so And I come out the gate, I thought he was around the house. He wouldn't see me. But he saw me when I come out. And he just hollered. I have to keep him shut up because he gets in the road.
What is he doing in the road?
Try to come over here. Trying to follow Mr. Miles.
You mean he got so he goes out in that road?
Yeah. He used to go to Miss Davis, but he done stopped going over there. He stopped when he get to the gate and look both ways. Then he'd come up and get in the road. And he'd chance a car when a car come along. He won't get out of the way. No, he want to fight it.
Oh, really?
So I knew some car, somebody come to the crazy one, come along there and knock him over.
Well, they just do it for spite.
Well, they
just...
sure. They do it just for fun to see him go. Yeah, he gets in the road and looks over here and holler. Every time you come out, he wants to go with you. And when you come back in here, he tries his best to come out, to come over here.
Yeah. And if a car comes along, he'll fight it.
Yeah, if he in the road. And he wants to follow him.
Well, he won't last long, will he?
No, he wouldn't. I keep him shut up down in the yard so he can't get out.
I hate to hear that. No, things are sending out down there, Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy?
Yeah, sure.
I don't ever see JR down there anymore.
He come once in a while. He goes somewhere else. I'm glad he do. I don't have to fool with him. He comes in and he laughs and goes on, you know. Count a lot of foolishness, you know. Talk a whole lot. And I don't know nothing he say. You can't understand him.
I can.
No, you can't understand him. I can't understand him. There's some things I can understand what he say. He'd come and tell me about his brother going to Vietnam. I can understand that. And so, Bill, he's SDR's brother. And so he's going to Vietnam. I think he's here for about a week, 4 weeks before he goes.
You saw him?
Yeah, I seen him this morning down the door. He stayed down there.
Oh.
He stayed in the store, you know. And since Clyde been up there, said he don't like Clyde. His daughter.
Yeah.
She tried to boss him and make him, you know, do things.
Yeah.
But he won't stay up there.
And he stayed down at...
He stayed down at Darcy. But he'll be going pretty soon.
You know, I didn't even know J.R. had a brother.
Oh, he got a brother lived out of Boatman Island, where he stayed on.
Oh.
And he got one. Got one in New York. He got a sister in New York.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they all lived. Two of them. One died. One sister died. Yeah, he look like he ain't got no people because of the way they treat him, you know. That's the reason I fool with him, just to always fix some needs for him, you know, like that. Because they don't count him because they ain't got good sense. They don't bother with him.
Yeah.
Well, J.R. got plenty of sense, but he just act fool, you know. Just act foolish. Because he got plenty of sense.
He got more sense than he acts like?
Yeah, he got more sense. You ask Fred down there. He just act foolish, that's all. Now, he'll do anything you ask him to do. I don't care what you ask him to do. That's one thing he'll do. He'll do anything for you. So that's what he's afraid of keeping.
He works for Freddie about all the time.
Yeah, he works for Freddie. And he fires the groove down the boat. So, but he helps.
Oh, he helps on
that.
He
helps to fire the groove in the wintertime.
He don't come up here much now.
No, he don't come up here much now.
Has he got some place else to go, you think?
Well, all them people down the boat would know him. You hang around down there somewhere.
But they won't feed him.
Oh no, he feed his staff.
He can't cook.
What's that?
He can't cook.
He buys uncooked. Buy something that they can eat at the store. Well, when he come up to the house, he always bring some link sausages and lima beans or something like that for him. But he can, you open it, don't take long to fix it. That's when he comes up there, when he do come. So Fred got after him about not coming up here. Because when he buys stuff, if wherever he carries to somebody to fix, you know what I mean? They eat more than Jeff. And Jeff can eat it plenty.
Oh.
You see, and Fred always tell him to come up here. Because he know I ain't gonna eat his food. And he come up here and I'll fix it for him and I don't eat it. Then I have always some left over and I give him something, you know, what's left.
Yeah.
Give him more than what he has.
Oh, yeah.
So Fred was after him last week about staying off like that, not coming up here.
He can eat a
mule,
can't he?
So, no, I don't eat his food what he brings, but I have plenty of food. I don't have to eat nothing Jeff brings.
Yeah. Well, some people are so close, especially they can't pass up a chance, can they?
No. But you see, the people in Baltimore, I mean, they're not like... I don't know whether they have enough or not, but whatever he takes there, they'll eat half of it and give him what they want him to have, you see. But when he bring anything to the house, I always fix it, and anything he bring me, I fix it for him and give it to him, let him eat, and then I give him more than what he brings sometimes. I give him stuff, because I have a lot of stuff left around there. But I don't eat much, and I only eat one meal a day. And you see, there's plenty of stuff left there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can eat. Oh, he's an eater.
He's an eater.
Big eater.
Big eater.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't stand much of that, Miss Bessie. Just a little of that.
What?
All.
Just even watching it. Yes. Is Miss Daisy getting along all right?
Yeah, she's getting along all right.
Well, you see, now in the wintertime, I never see her. She's inside or in the back and all.
She'll be back tomorrow sometime.
Is she, what's she doing for a wash pot?
Yeah, her son brought her one. He brought her a pot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had two, and he brought her one of them.
Well, now, she can't just, you got a pot?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
You leave it out there?
I leave it out there. I let Ludie have it the other day. He killed a hog.
Somebody will take it off.
Well, I don't use it no way. I don't use no pot.
Well, you better take it inside.
Oh, I don't. Just stay out there. Anybody wanted to take it. It was a big pot, great big pot. I don't think anybody wants that.
Well, they wanted Miss Daisy.
Yeah, but how big is that? That pot I got the. Ain't a large pot, the small.
You could put it in your shed out there.
Well, I can, but I don't bother. I told Ludie to keep it over there as long as he wanted. I didn't bother with it. Well, I never used it. I had two pots over there. I let Miss Boyd have one. I don't know what she want with it, but she she got the smaller.
Yeah.
She didn't want that big one. So she uses it. I don't know what she's going to do with it.
I was down there one day, and Miss Daisy was boiling some clothes in just an old wash tub.
A wash tub?
That wouldn't last long.
You know they have a tin boiler about that long. In a store for washing, for boiling.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you didn't get one of those.
But that's to put on your stove.
You can put it on bricks outside.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, you can put them on bricks and make a fire. Of course, it make it all smutty. But other than that, you can, that's what you do.
But it wouldn't last long.
No. It'd last a couple of years.
But that old iron pot would last forever.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that, but somebody be done taking that from her, showing her where it's going.
Well, she's going to have to take it inside.
Well, she have to do something.
Isn't that awful?
Some of them boys took that pot around and sold some bootleg.
Well, they're taking them all around here and down at Reddick. Mr. John Palmer said they raided the people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Taking some bootleg.
Bootleggers, that's all. Selling them some bootleggers, that's all.
Get some whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, they take it and make the shine in it and to fix it somewhere, sort of have a funnel or something, like a stream, so it'll, when it boils, it can run off, you see. Yeah, I don't know how to fix it, but to fix it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they're nice pots, and I hate to see them go.
Yeah, that's right. But people just take them, that's all you can. Just sell them to your bootleggers. That's all. Bootleggers now is making whiskey now. You know, the winter time. They gonna make this stuff so they can sell it.
Yeah.
So Jay brought a little pot, about half the size you had.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So she got to sit out there in the yard.
Well, everybody leaving down here, and then they're stealing your pots.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be much left, will there?
Mm-mm. Well, let them go. They be caught up with the...
And you... Oh, I don't know about that.
I said they be caught up with...
I don't know about that.
Well, we got somebody catching. Yeah, the law catching.
And you and Miss Daisy out of wood. You can't get wood anymore.
I ain't got no wood. I got that all sold up. So Jay brought us some wood today.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. He brought a load today. It's too hard to get. Wood is so hard to get, Mr. Smiles. Plenty of it in Gainesville you can get, but it ain't hauling no wood now like it used to haul it. Because you see, he ain't got no truck.
He don't want no truck.
He said he went down to a man, had a truck. He was buying a new truck and he had it, he wanted to sell his old. He said he went there and said the old truck wouldn't start up. Wouldn't turn over. That's the way they want us like that.
Buddy needs a new one himself.
Sure.
Well, can he go uptown there and buy a new one?
He can if he wants to.
He don't have the family anymore.
Well, he got David. You have to keep David up. So he goes to school.
Well, that's not much.
It don't look like much, but it's a whole lot. You got to buy it in David's hard on clothes and shoes, both. Give that new shoes this week. In about 3 weeks, you got to get another pair. He's
right?
Hard on shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy needs a truck.
Well, he better go get it then.
I don't see how he gets along without a truck, Miss Bessie.
I don't either, but he gets along somehow, though. Well, that station wagon hold wood, though, because in the back of it, you turn it up, turn the seats up, and it's like a truck back there.
But he can't keep it running.
No.
Cost too much to keep it running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he missed him and Rogers. I know that.
Oh.
We all gonna miss old man Rogers, aren't we?
Well, I don't miss him because I had no... Had nothing for him to do.
Well, just that one little truck there helped out a whole lot in the community.
That's right. A buddy haul anything. You didn't know what it was. Anybody asked him to haul.
Yeah.
He'd take that old truck and go get it.
Yes. And then he'd take that old truck and take people to town and everything.
That's right.
But he can't do it now.
Why he take people in the car?
When the car works.
He uses people's car.
To take people to town?
Yeah.
They let him have that car?
Well, I reckon, I don't know. But they had that car to haul the help.
Yeah.
And so if you want to go to town, you just go on to town or so. But he takes his wagon, his little station wagon will go. Yeah.
Oh, it costs so much to keep him going, Miss Bessie.
Well, I reckon you do, but you have You have to pay it if you want it to go.
Oh, it's just not worth it. It just costs too much.
Well, it's running. It'll run now.
Now, those new people down there, you haven't, down here at Miss Liza's house, you haven't run into them.
Oh, I know this child. I don't know her husband, but I know her.
Yeah.
Let me get a jacket.
But they must work. They must
well,
be working too much.
I don't think the girl worked, but her husband worked. Because she got a young baby.
I see.
That's Mary Moses' daughter.
Mm-hmm. At least they're quiet down there.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they'd be that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd be away.
I see. Well, I haven't even seen them.
She goes down to her mama's most all the time.
Oh, she don't stay that much.
No, she stays there at night, but I think she goes down to Mary's and a day where the children and help her with the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she goes down there.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to stay up here by herself, does she?
No, I don't blame her. I wouldn't stay there either, in that house. Oh, Lord, I don't know, but they done fixed up down there, though.
Have you seen it?
I ain't seen it, Lord. Been down there about 3 weeks.
Well, you ought to look in and see what he done.
I ain't got no business on there.
Well, you can go see your neighbor.
I don't know that child. Mary's daughter, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't butt in. Because I don't butt in.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, she'll come up to your house one of these days.
Well, maybe she'll go up to Darcy's, but she don't know about me, you see.
Yeah.
Because Mary and Darcy used to work together. And so,
don't think Doris never there.
But home?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be there sometime. She's there now.
Thanksgiving.
I said she's there now.
Just because it's Thanksgiving?
No. She said she waked at the club last night. She's tired this morning.
Oh. I didn't know she ever got tired.
Well, a horse gets tired sometimes.
But Doris ain't a horse, and she don't get tired.
Well, I tell you, a horse gets tired.
But she ain't a horse.
I don't know.
And she can go day and night, Miss Bessie.
So a horse gets tired. So she, none of her and her from getting tired.
She goes day and night.
I know it.
And just like it, thrives on it.
Mm-hmm.
You never did that.
Hmm?
You never did that.
No.
You come home at night.
Sure. I used to go to the bar and I come home at night.
Yeah.
And nothing for me to go to. Go out every night. I couldn't stand that.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah. Miss Bessie? You knew Claire Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody liked her.
Yes, what's the matter with Claire?
She just peculiar.
She just didn't like her sister. Well, Miss Collins just ruined Clara. She humored her for everything, you know.
Oh, that's what happened.
Oh, yes, she was ruined. So that was her mother. And she just, she humored her just like a baby, you know. And Clara just, well, she just thought she had to be that way. Now she stayed with Miss Yates after her mother died. And then they sent her to a home. They put her in a home. And she used to get tired, so she wasn't able to keep Clara up, you know, wait on her too. So Clara stayed in the home a while, but she come right back to Miss Yates. Miss Yates used to live around the corner there from him, you know.
You knew Miss Yates?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've seen her.
Yeah.
But I didn't know her.
Well, I've seen her.
But now, Miss Yates, she was just one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She just belonged out here, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
I seen her over at Sunday school one time over there.
Oh, you did?
And she just like, you know, she just like, she just been there all her life.
What? She's been there on it all her life,
Yeah.
It's like Miss Richardson, they all just, you know, home people like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Yates was she was a friend of Clara's mother too, wasn't she?
Oh yeah, they was all friends.
All friends.
Mm-hmm.
So she just took care of Clara.
Yeah.
And that was
sort of
lucky for Clara.
Well, Clara didn't seem to want to stay with her sisters, you see.
Because
they wouldn't let her have her way, do what she wanted to do. So Clara didn't seem to care for them, you know. Her and her sister Louise fell out. So she couldn't bother with Clara. And then her sister up in Tallahassee, she didn't bother with her much, you know.
But Miss PK and all them, they
oh yes, they liked her, you know.
They liked her.
Yeah.
What was you telling me, Miss Bethany, when she was
born?
Yes. Her mama had something.
Typhoid fever. Had typhoid fever when Clara was born. And the doctor had to put her on ice, you know, when Clara was born. And when Clara was born, after Clara was born, she couldn't nurse her. She had to have a wet nurse to nurse Clara.
And they found a wet nurse?
Oh, yeah, they found one. They had a... I don't guess you would know her. The woman lived in Boatman. You see? And they called her Bootsy. And so she used to come up in the morning and come up at night and nurse her and go on back home.
Oh, twice a day?
Yeah. So she had a young baby like Clara.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her baby was older than Clara, but she went and nursed Clara. And Clara didn't, you couldn't tell Clara that Bruce nursed her. She'd have a fit if you tell her that.
Wouldn't she though?
Oh, she would. Did tell her, she knowed it. But she didn't have a fit, she couldn't stand it. Tell her that she's Boots' nurse. She went and nursed Boots. Yeah, Clara was just curious. had peculiar ways about her. I think because reading Mr. Cousin, you want a whole lot of and then Claire didn't have, wasn't bright, real bright. She wasn't real, you know, to upset. Her and Miss Richardson's daughter was mates.
Oh.
Oh.
About the same age and everything.
That's the one that lives up in
the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, Clara visited her up there.
Yeah.
One time.
Oh. Well, I guess I better get on back.
Well, Miss Betsy, I'd be glad to fix you some lunch.
No, I'm sorry, I don't care.
Why don't you forget Suzanne? How about a little consomme?
No, I'll fix nothing for me.
Well, I don't fix any lunch, you know. I just get out a little something.
Channel 1 over. The end of Channel 1 over. And a continuation of Visit Miss Betsy this Saturday at lunch, the 27th of November, 71. The end of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Betsy this Saturday, the 27th of November, Saturday at lunch. This Saturday at lunch, the 27th of November, 71. Channel 1 over. The end of Channel 1 over, and the continuation of Visit with Miss Betsy this Saturday, the 27th of November, 71.